Welcome to the My Virtual HR Radio Show with your host, Robert Redden. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support for smaller businesses in England and Wales.
Hello. In today's show, I'll be talking about how to conduct a disciplinary investigation. How to hold a disciplinary meeting will be covered in a future show, as will how to investigate a formal grievance. Before getting into detail about how to conduct a disciplinary investigation, I want to say a few words about My Virtual HR. My Virtual HR, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk, is a membership website providing affordable, outsourced HR support for smaller businesses. Members have access to over 200 pages of premium content organized into a convenient A to Z format. There are also answers to frequently asked HR questions, breaking news section, articles, videos, key employment data, and much more. New content is continuously being added. Membership is from less than 24 pence a day. Members can also buy employment contracts, employee handbooks, template letters, HR forms, and HR consultancy, all at affordable prices. The principles underlying disciplinary investigations are 1. To conduct a reasonable investigation. 2. To progress the investigation promptly, fairly, impartially, and thoroughly. And 3. To ensure that appropriate confidentiality is maintained at all stages of the investigation. These principles are contained in the ACAS Code of Practice on Discipline and Grievance and the ACAS Guide on Conducting Workplace Investigations, both of which can be downloaded from the Downloads page in the Members area of our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. For our purposes today, what is being investigated is a complaint by the employer about the conduct of an employee. The function of the investigation is to establish the facts, collate the evidence, and to present the evidence for review. It is not to determine or form an opinion as to whether the employee is guilty of the alleged misconduct. That is for the manager conducting the disciplinary meeting to decide. As the investigating manager, you must clearly identify the issues, consider the type of evidence required, and document it in a systematic way. You should also be familiar with your company's disciplinary and dismissal policy. In cases that are not complex, all that may be required is for you to collate information or evidence into a report. This would apply in minor breaches of discipline, and you will normally be able to conduct the investigation and the disciplinary hearing itself, although care should be taken to keep the investigation phase separate from the formal disciplinary meeting. It is advisable to use a note taker to ensure an accurate record of the meetings. In other cases, such as where allegations of serious misconduct have been made, you will need to conduct a full investigation, and it may not be appropriate for you to investigate the complaint and conduct a hearing. If necessary, an independent investigation should be carried out by a manager from another service area. Alternatively, if there is no other manager available, it may be necessary to appoint an independent person to conduct the hearing.
You're listening to the My Virtual HR Radio Show.
What then are the steps you need to take in a disciplinary investigation? I think they're these. Step 1. Inform the employee concerned of the nature of the disciplinary complaint that has been made against them, and that you will be conducting an investigation. The employee should also be told about the procedure to be followed. Step 2. Identify the issues and consider the type of evidence required, ensuring that all evidence is documented in a systematic way. Step 3. Interview any witnesses separately and take a statement from each of them. The witness should sign the statement and confirm that the statement is true to the best of their knowledge and belief. Interviews should not be conducted without a note taker being present, and give the witness a copy of their statement. The witness should be informed that, if necessary, they may be recalled to obtain further clarification. Step 4. Invite the alleged perpetrator to a meeting, the purpose of which is to gather facts, ask questions relating to the allegation, and to record responses. They have the right to be accompanied at this meeting by a colleague or a trade union representative of their choice. Neither the employee under investigation nor the witnesses have the right to ask questions of the investigating manager other than those relating to the investigation process itself. As the investigating manager, you should ensure that the investigation is about ascertaining facts, not emulating a court of law, and that an intimidating environment is not created. Your function is to conduct a reasonable investigation in a fair, prompt, thorough, and impartial way. Where the employee under investigation makes a request to record the meeting, the request should normally be granted, subject to the employee's written agreement in advance of the meeting, to the following conditions. 1. To assign the copyright in the recording to the company, and 2. To provide the company with a true copy of the recording within 2 working days of the close of the meeting. This gives you control over the recording and ensures you are not taken by surprise. You should also reassure the employee being investigated that no opinion has yet been reached as to whether the allegation is true or not true, or about the outcome of the investigation. You should ask questions to establish or confirm the facts and to elicit the employee's response to the allegation and what the witnesses have said. The meeting may be adjourned if requested by the employee, or if you decide the meeting needs to be adjourned for a short period. At the conclusion of the meeting, you should inform the employee that they may be recalled to obtain further clarification. They will be sent a record of the meeting and asked to sign it as an accurate record. Their statement may be disclosed upon request to other individuals, and that at the conclusion of the investigation, a report will be prepared setting out the facts and responses that will form the basis of a decision about what further action, if any, might be taken. Step 5. You should prepare a fair and balanced report of the investigation, to which you should append copies of all witness statements, the record of the meeting with the employee under investigation, other evidence and, if applicable, a copy of the recording of the meeting. Step 6. Notify the employee being investigated that you have completed your investigation and send them a copy of your report. My Virtual HR provides a pack of forms and letters that may be used when investigating a disciplinary complaint. The pack of forms and letters is available from the members area of our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. What is the role of HR in your investigation? HR themselves have no formal part to play in your investigation. Conducting the investigation is your job. However, they should not influence or seek to influence your investigation or its result. Allowing them to do so could result in any subsequent dismissal being ruled as unfair because you failed to conduct the investigation properly. What HR can and should do is to provide guidance on the procedure you should follow and to make sure you are aware of and are familiar with your company's relevant policies. Now that your investigation into a disciplinary complaint against an employee has been completed, it remains for a decision to be made on how next to proceed. That is the next phase in the process and will be covered in a future show. There you have the key steps to take in investigating a disciplinary complaint. An essential part of each investigation is that it is reasonable, it is thorough, and is conducted fairly, impartially, and promptly, and is fully documented. The notes of today's show are available on our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk. I look forward to seeing you in the next show, when I'll be talking about how to investigate a grievance. I'm Robert Reddin from My Virtual HR. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next show.
You have been listening to the My Virtual HR radio show. Today's show was written and presented by Robert Reddin. Music was by Kevin MacLeod. My Virtual HR, affordable outsourced HR support. For more information, visit our website, www.myvirtualhr.co.uk.